Leili Nishmas Rav Klein Miskamish Ben Avili Melech, Rosh Hashanah Peg Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Yontif Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, B'Mikdash Hayitoykim Avalo B'Medina. In the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rav, they would do a tekiah, they would blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah even on Shabbos, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Medina is. It's anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash, even Yerushalayim. The Rambam learns that B'Mikdash, this is famous Rambam Shita, the B'Mikdash means Yerushalayim as well. Mikdash is anywhere in Yerushalayim, and Medina is anywhere outside Yerushalayim. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shehi Toikin B'chol Makom Sheish Bo Beis Din. Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin that they would blow the shofar anywhere that there was a Beis Din, because people would have the fear of the Beis Din that was in that city, and they wouldn't walk Dalet Amos because of the fear of Beis Din, because there was a certain das that they knew the Beis Din was around, and in a certain awareness, they wouldn't carry Dalet Amos, and therefore, Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin that they could blow shofar on Shabbos on the first day, even there. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So now, that was the way Tana Kama learned Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Elazar now says, Lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai el biyavne bilvad. Rabbi Elazar says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he was misakin, that you can blow the shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, where there's a Beis Din, it's not any Beis Din, because according to the Tana Kama, it was even like a temporary Beis Din, something that wasn't even set. But Rabbi Elazar says it has to dafka be the Beis Din of Yavne. Beis Din of Yavne was the Beis Din HaGodol that had 71 Dayanim. It was the Sanhedri Gedola. And it would also be in any place that there was the Sanhedri Gedola, but not a Beis Din of 23. Sounds like, the way the Rav is learning, that the Tanakh Kama's Shita was that any place that there was a Beis Din was talking about, at least it still needed to be 23. And finally, now we have the third Shita of what the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was. Amrulo, Echad Yavne, V'Echad Kol Makom Sheish Beis Din. The Amrulo, the Rishonim call this the Chachamim. They say it doesn't Dafka have to be Yavne with the 71 Sanhedri Gedola. Rather, it could be Yavne, and it's any place that there's a Beis Din. Even if the Beis Din is not a permanent Beis Din, one can blow the shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The Shaila is, it's a Machlokas Rishonim, in this Shita of the Amrulo, does the Shita of Amrulo, which is the Chum, hold that you dafka need 23 Dayanim? The Rav seems to learn this way. And according to the Rav, they have to be Kavua, as opposed to the Tana Kama, not Rabbi Elazar, but the way the Tana Kama learned the first Shita in this Mishnah, was even if it wasn't Kavua, even if there were just 23 Dayanim there, not permanent, that's okay. Or there are those that learn, the Rif learns, that even if it's only 3 Dayanim, one can blow the shofar any place where there's even only 3 Dayanim in a city. Because of the fear of those Dayanim, people will not carry Dalet Amos. And the Rav says the halacha is like the Amrulo, which is the last sheet of the Mishnah.